we all are aspiring the unattainable in life. Some are doing it consciously, some are doing unconsciously. There is no such term as the unattainable. The word unattainable, we say, until we have attained something. The things that we have not attained remains unattainable. Tomorrow you may achieve something, today you have been denied that particular thing. So you think that that is unattainable. But the deeper you go within, you see there is nothing unattainable. Because God is within us. God is omniscient, omnipotent and omnipresent. So there is no such thing as unattainable. Today's achievement is not the last word in our life. So you are saying, how do we? We can only know when we have an inner contact with our inner being, with our meditation or with our prayer. When you are conscious of the fact there is someone whom we have not yet possessed fully, or who is still beyond our mental comprehension. And the mind will never take us to that person or being whom you are saying the unattainable. It is the soul that can and that will take you to the so-called unattainable. Otherwise there is nothing that is unattainable. It is a so-called term which you have not yet possessed or achieved. But this unattainable or the divine, the supreme, whatever you may term, we all are aspiring to attain that unattainable. But some are doing it consciously, some are doing unconsciously. Most of us are doing it unconsciously. So we do not know. When you do something unconsciously, we do not know what we actually have done and what will be the result. But when you do something consciously, while doing, we know that action itself is a kind of result. You do not wait for the result as such. So when you pray to the Divine, when you meditate, we always expand our limited consciousness into the infinite consciousness. When we expand our consciousness into the infinite, then we see the unattainable, what we call the so-called unattainable, is floating there, he is swimming there, he is seated there. And the moment we see that it is in the infinite consciousness of ours that the unattainable has been all the time sitting, and we did not see, because we did not expand our limited consciousness into the infinite vast. The moment you can do it, the unattainable is there. He has been all the time sitting there. So through our conscious prayer and meditation, we can see, we can feel, and we can become the unattainable, which we are now thinking it is a kind of daydream. But it is not so. Through our aspiration, we can feel, we can see, and finally we can become the unattainable. When our consciousness, limited consciousness, expands into the infinite. And it is not only possible, not only practicable, it is inevitable in your case, in everybody's case. It is a matter of time and nothing else.